Good afternoon, P-Lynn. It's great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Damien. It's great to talk to you.
Cinerasia Dance Academy. You've been dancing in tap and jazz for a long time now, and the Cinerasia Dance Academy is a well-established school here in Mildura.
Yes, Damien, we have been around for a while. I did have Peter Lynn Dances, but I changed the name to Cinerasia Dance Academy a number of years ago now. But yeah, we have been around for quite a while.
You're 37 years now, and you go back and you danced with your mum for nearly 25 years around that as well. So you've been around the game for a long time.
Yes, I have been in a dance situation for quite a long time and seen many students who have come to classes and then their children come to classes.
So
it's been quite exciting.
All that tells me, Peter Lynn, is that you started dancing as a young person. You've been around it as a passion all your life. I think it's fantastic. Now, I asked you off air. I didn't know much about the Cinerasia Dance Academy, but you teach people from scratch. You could probably take someone like me and get them to dance, believe it or not.
Yes, I could. And actually, especially at the moment, we are running a program with Mildura City Council for older adults.
That's right.
We've got ladies coming to jazz classes and tap classes, some who've never danced before.
And there's been a lot of interest with that, hasn't there?
There has. And during COVID, it was something that the council decided that older people were staying home, they weren't doing any exercise. So they've contacted a few groups. And yes, myself and Karen Wilcock, Karen's doing Tai Chi for older adults, and I'm doing dance classes. But of course, we aren't able to do them at the moment. But yeah, it's been great. I've actually got one family who I've got the mother, the grandmother and the daughter all coming to classes at the same time.
Now, tap dancing has always intrigued me beyond belief. My late mother done a little bit of tap dancing as a young girl. What's the secret to being a good tap dancer?
The secret probably would be to at least have some rhythm in your body.
Yeah.
You need to relax your knees, don't necessarily tap with straight knees. And predominantly most of the steps are done on the ball of your foot. There are steps that are done with the heel as well. But yes, it's more of a relaxed style of dance. Men, I have to admit, make the best tap dancers.
Why do you think that is, Peter Lynn?
They are much looser than what women are.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Have a look at Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly.
Yeah, I suppose when I think of the old black and white movies, and I suppose it always was the
always the man.
Always
did the tap dancing, and they were great. It's just, it's. I find people who have done other styles of dance sometimes find it hard to relax, and tap is, you've got to be able to relax. Relax the knees, relax the ankles, and then you can do all sorts of things.
Well, you've got an adult class going. What's your youngest student you've got, Peter Lynn?
Oh, at the moment, my youngest would probably be only about 6.
Gee whiz.
I haven't got any much younger than that at the moment. And I won't tell you the oldest this age.
What sort of dance are you teaching a 6-year-old, so to, just for an example?
Oh, a 6-year-old can learn basic tap steps.
Really?
A 6-year-old can learn modified jazz, learning how to move their arms and their feet, and takes a little while sometimes for them to find their hips, but they do eventually find them. But yeah, they can do all sorts of things. And learn to skip. I mean, most 6-year-olds can skip, but younger children, when they first learn to skip, is fascinating, because they hop along Cassidy for quite a while and all of a sudden it just clicks and they learn how to skip. So that's always been a great thing over the years, seeing little people learn how to skip.
Yeah, that's an intriguing. I don't think many people would ever thought about that. You've actually witnessed that happen in front of you.
I have, many times, many, many, many times. Yep, it's just such an achievement. It's just, they get so excited. Oh, I can skip now.
Well, suppose you start with a 6-year-old, and if they continue to come to you over a number of years, you'd see them grow into young adults, and how bodies change and movements and coordination, all sorts of stuff happens to us as we get older.
Yes, I do. And I have some of my older girls have been with me for a long time. Some have been with me for 20 years.
Gee whiz. Well, let's hope that we can get back to normal somewhere down the track, Peter Lynn, and you can get back to doing your performances that you're so passionate about.
That would be wonderful. in the meantime, I'll keep in touch with my students with Zoom classes and keep in contact with them. They're very closely knit. As I said, I don't have a huge school these days, but that's my choice due to my husband's being unwell and passing away. So, yeah, no, look, I know every child and every mum, and yeah, it's great. They're a great bunch of kids, and I've got really supportive mums and dads.
It doesn't sound fantastic. It is a fantastic thing for here in St Rosia, and doing it by Zoom wouldn't be easy, I'd imagine, Peter Lynn. So let's hope that we can get back to some more normality in 2022.
Oh, absolutely. That would be fantastic. That would be the best thing ever, I think.
It would be. It's been great to catch up with you this afternoon. You take care. And let's hope we see the St Rosia Dance Academy on the stage somewhere soon.
That would be great. Wonderful. And thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. You have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Damien. Thank